And a big lead on left, right and center this evening. Well, both the camps have released their manifestos now. Well, the BJP released its manifesto and so did the Mahavikas Aghadi. There are startling similarities but also key differences as far as these two manifestos are concerned. The focus certainly in both the manifestos are women, farmers and the youth. What does it really mean? What are the ramifications? What do these poll dolls really mean? How do they translate on the ground? We'll decode all of that with top analysts. But first, a look at this report. It's manifesto versus manifesto in the battle for Maharashtra. While Union Home Minister Amit Shah released BJP's Sankalp Patra, it was Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge who did the honours for the Mahavikas Aghadi. Both alliances are keeping the youth, women and farmers front and centre. The BJP announced 2100 rupees for women per household under its flagship Maji Ladki Behen Yojana, whereas the MVA announced 3000 rupees under the Mahalakshmi scheme. The BJP has promised waiving of loans for farmers and the MVA has also promised a loan waiver of up to 3 lakh rupees. The BJP has vowed 25 lakh jobs by 2029, whereas the MVA says it will fill vacancies in 2.5 government jobs. The BJP has come up with a skill census for state intervention in creating more opportunities, and the MVA has vowed caste census, which has been a long-standing promise of the Congress. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge not only attacked the Prime Minister over his Lal Kitab remark, but also took on Home Minister Amit Shah. Shah, in return, launched an attack on the MVA, accusing them of announcing policies solely to find a place in power.
ये सब सफेद पन्ने हैं। अगर सफेद पन्ने इसमें हैं, तो आप शायद इसे कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन नहीं रखते। तो उसको भी बोल रहे रेड, रेड कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन। बोले तो नक्सलाइट को प्रोत्साहन देने वाला। 2017 में कोविड को ये मैं भी बोलूं कोविंद और मोदी जी दोनों नक्सलाइट हैं
आज चुनाव में हमारा मुकाबला अघाड़ी से है मैं निश्चित रूप से कहना चाहता हूं कि अघाड़ी की सारी योजनाएं सत्ता के लालच में तुष्टीकरण की है विचारधाराओं का अपमान करने वाली है और महाराष्ट्र की संस्कृति से छल कर केवल सत्ता प्राप्ति के लिए आगे बढ़ने वाली विचारधारा है
The Bharatiya Janata Party and the Mahavikas Aghadi both released their manifestos today. The Bharatiya Janata Party called it Sankalp Patra, whereas the Mahavikas Aghadi called it Maharashtra Nama. While the incumbent government has focused or has stressed more on creating more jobs, especially from sectors like artificial intelligence, robotics, we can see that the stress of the Mahavikas Aghadi is more on agro-centric growth, safety of women, and a more diversified growth across the state. Now, which one of these two manifestos will find more buyers on the 20th of November will only become clear on the day of the results. With cameraperson Mahesh, this is Anuj Raith reporting for NDTV from Mumbai.
Joining me on the show this evening, Neerja Chaudhary, senior journalist, also Dr. Syed Zafar Islam, national spokesperson of the BJP, Rajesh Kotian, spokesperson of the Congress, is with us, also Seema Malik, spokesperson of the NCP, and Sushil Vyas, spokesperson of the Shinde Sena. Thanks all very much for being with us. Going across to you first, Dr. Islam, you know, both the manifestos take us back to the long-drawn debate around welfare schemes versus freebies. I mean, if you look at the BJP's manifesto, there are a large number of poll doles, whether it is 2100 rupees for women per month, the farm loan waiver, also the stipend, the promise of 10,000 rupees as stipend to 10 lakh students. This is something that the BJP has been cornering the Congress on. And to rely heavily on these welfare schemes, though of course Maharashtra and perhaps a state like Karnataka cannot be compared in terms of its fiscal, its budget and its fiscal discipline. But even then, wouldn't you say that this is some sort of hypocrisy?
Well, let me tell you a few things which is important for you to understand the differentiating factor between us and what they have announced. We are in the government. We understand the revenues. We understand the total budget. And everything will be part of the budgetary provision. We are not making any announcement where we know that it is just like what the MVA is announcing, had announced prior to the election in various states like Himachal, like Telangana and Karnataka, where prior to the election, they had made so many announcements without understanding the dynamics, without understanding the fiscal requirement. And when they were in the government, actually, they misled the people and they got the vote and they formed the government. Today, they are struggling, and whatever promises they had made, they are not able to live up to their own commitment. So they have not been able to honor their commitment in those states. Here also, they are making the same mistake. As far as us, as far as the Mahayuti is concerned, whatever so far we have paid to the people, it is part of the budget. Mm. It is the budgetary provision is there. We have not crossed beyond our means. So whatever means we have as a government, whatever revenue we have, in that revenue, we are making those kind of announcements so that we know that exactly what we have announced. We have enough revenues to service or okay. to honor those commitments. So that is the differentiating factor between us and them.
Hmm.
We are not making any statement. We are not making any promises which is beyond our means. And that is something they need to understand. That is what people understand. We have always maintained. Once we are in the government, then it is our responsibility to because it's a welfare state, so it's our responsibility okay. to ensure that the welfare
that's a fair point Dr. Islam is making, and your response to that, Rajesh Khotian, because one of the things you've promised in your manifesto is a 25 lakh health insurance scheme in the state as well, and it brings to mind what Mr. Ashok Gehlot did in his state as well. Would you say that this sort of extreme reliance on welfare schemes, this model is imploding for the Congress? And the second part of my question is, you know, promising things like raising the reservation ceiling. Now, these things cannot be implemented till the time you have a Congress government at the center. So there are promises that are almost in the air.
See, can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
So BJP is used to doing that. When we do it, they call this the revenue culture. And when they do it, it is all fine. That's my question to Jafar. Jafar bhai, Modi went on saying, ki, are yaar, tum log to revenue karte ho. And he used his protege, Eknath Shinde, to... They have issued 400, I think, circulars, left, right and center. And he says, where is the money? And there is nothing, no money there. The same thing. So let us forget what BJP says. They issued full page ads on 6th when Rahulji announced our guarantee on 7th, saying that we have done wrong. We got our two CMs and a deputy CM yesterday and had a press conference. And we have told them we will sue them. So let them face us in court. We have all finished. We have implemented all our manifesto promises in Karnataka. We have spent 52,000 crores. Whether when we promised the money was there or not there.
That also comes at a cost, Rajesh.
Yeah,
doesn't it? Because
there is a balance. One has to understand.
One has to understand. Otherwise, we'll keep talking over each other. Hear me out. I'm looking to having a constructive debate here.
This also
comes at a cost. We are talking about petrol tax, diesel tax, even an entertainment tax in a state like Karnataka. So ultimately, it's the taxpayers' money that goes into financing these kind of welfare schemes.
See, you have to know one thing in life. Even if you run a family, the one who is weak, you tend to help him. And the one who is stronger helps him. So our concept is very clear. Maybe the rich, we may tax more, but all those who are actually poor, the poor women, the schemes are meant for the poor. The unemployed youth who is suffering, who is not getting a job because of BJP's policies. So we are giving away 4,000. The women beyond a threshold limit, we are giving them 3,000. Plus, we have announced a lot of security schemes today in our manifesto. Nirbhaya, we have given them leaves during menstrual cycles. Additional, we have provided the girls from 9 to 16 with two free treatments for cervical cancer. So we look at every aspect of a girl. So it's not like only money. We are looking at security plus as well as their overall well-being. So okay. Even for the farmers in our manifesto today, all those farmers who have died out of that, we have decided to have a review of that scheme and find out, and those who have died, to how to look after
okay.
their
I'll come to the issue of security because that's an important one. But let me quickly get in Neerja ji on this because your perspective here would be interesting, Neerja ji. As we were discussing the other day as well, that this has almost become like a template. I mean, it almost seems like a manifesto for any other state. You know, all these big welfare schemes being rolled out by all the parties. And if you look at the Mahayuti and the MVA manifestos, they're almost like a copy of each other. And this has become the model that political parties across the spectrum are heavily relying on. And as you had said the other day as well, that this is primarily because the system has failed in delivering.
Yes, you know, what is very interesting in the two manifestos, of course, it, as you have pointed out, it is Kisan, youth, women yes. focused. And both sides have rolled out whatever. But very interestingly, Maha Vikas Agadi has talked about a separate ministry for child welfare. Now, this has been a demand of many people who worked in the field for a long time, not to have it clubbed with women's ministry because women then get overshadow everything. Their own problems are so many, their needs are so many. And children who don't have a voice, who don't have a vote, get left out. So child nutrition, child education, child health, which is where the foundation of our society, our politics, if this can come through and can be thought through imaginatively, is a very interesting idea. Of course, from the Mahayuti side also, they've gone in for a 25 lakh health insurance, yes. which is also very interesting, has been rolled out in Rajasthan. But the two things I would like to concentrate on, if you look at the politics being played out in Maharashtra today, what is the game changer for the Mahavikas Agadi? It is the Maratha consolidation that is taking place as a result of Manoj Jarange Patil's announcement that he has joined his candidates. Now, that withdrawal of candidates is calculated to help the MVA. Otherwise, the Maratha vote would have got divided. And the caste census that Mr. Kharge has talked about, you know, increasing the majority cutoff, 50%. And going beyond 50%, which Rahul Gandhi has also been talking about. But here the Maratha reservation coming into the OBC ambit.
Yes.
You know, all this is very interesting. It's calculated to please its core constituency of Marathas, of course, Dalits and Muslim. MMM, Mahars.
Yes.
Muslim, Maratha, Mahar, Buddhist. Is the constituency they are refashioning and trying to recreate
again. So perhaps the caste census could be the Brahmastra, as many would say, because Manoj Jarange Patil...
For the MVA.
For the
but
MVA.
It's just one line on what the Mahayuti is doing. Their game changer is the Mukhya Mantri Maji Ladki yes. Bahan Yojana. You yes. know, I've been in the... I was traveling through Marathwada. And I'm amazed the number of, you know, I met with a group of Dalit women who said we had voted for the Congress party last time. We've all got 7,500 in our hand. We've done this with this money. We are going to vote for the Ma. We are going to vote for Eknath Shinde, our brother. They don't talk about Mahayuti. And because we feel he's going to do more for us and let our husbands are voting the Congress, let them vote for the Congress.
Yes.
So it's a very interesting thing.
And that's a very interesting point you're making, Neerja ji, because it has, the Ladki Behen Yojana has found resonance, some sort of deep resonance there in Maharashtra. That's what I feel as well. Seema Malik, would you like to come in on that? Because this could prove to be the game changer. I mean, look at what happened in Madhya Pradesh with the Ladli Behen Yojana. I mean, it almost delivered a kind of a wave-like landslide for the BJP.
What I think is, I think the people are very smart these days. They understand that when they bring a Yojana at the time of election only, and they very well understand that why they are giving this money to them. And I think a few of the BJP leaders have told them, they're like, we are going to see you or something if you are seen in the rally or to the extent that we will take out the money if they don't vote us or something. So they understand these things. So this is not so easy, like they will get the votes just because of Lali Behan Yojana. And we are also trying to give them a substantial amount of money because they really need it. You know, I think 1,500 is not very too much of a money. And so we are trying to give them a 3,000 rupees for the women, and because they really required it, and they are in distress, and they have been, you know, since so many days they are not getting what the importance of the real importance of this.
Seema ji, I'm afraid I'll have to interrupt you there because we have some breaking news coming in, though of course the issue of women's security is extremely important, and I'll get Sushil Vyas to respond to that also. But the Congress has suspended 16 rebel candidates. Remember, the rebels have really become extremely critical when it comes to Maharashtra political battle. Over 80 rebels in the fray, and we have seen in states like Haryana and even in Jammu and Kashmir how independents and rebels become extremely important. Let me go across to Radhika Ramaswamy joining us on the phone line. Radhika, so the Congress cracking the whip on rebel candidates.
Absolutely. Congress party cracking its whip on rebel candidates. In fact, there was an announcement made a few days ago by Ramesh Chennitala that they will be expelling several of the rebel candidates who stood against the official candidates of the NDA, and that is what has been done. They've now put out the list of all the rebel candidates who have been suspended for a period of 6 years. These include candidates who filed their nominations in places like Gadchiroli, Bhiwandi, Bandara, Meerabhyandar. In fact, despite instructions from the party, they failed to take back their nominations. And now, of course, they stand suspended for a period of 6 years. So Congress party not really taking these rebels lightly. And similar action was taken by Uddhav Thackeray as well. In fact, UDP Sena also suspended at least six of its rebel candidates. So MVA are really taking action against many of the rebel candidates. And they've also ruled out any form of friendly fight that could happen within MVA.
All right, Radhika, thanks very much for joining us for the latest there. So, of course, how these rebels actually impact the Maharashtra political battle, that remains to be seen. But yeah, Seema Malik, go ahead. You were making a point.
Yeah, I was talking about the Lali Yojana. See, we are also focusing on the three main people, that is the youth of the country. In fact, the unemployed youth, as most of the projects are going out from Maharashtra to Gujarat. And there are almost 5 lakh jobs are lost. So, and I don't know, they have also promised 25 lakh jobs or something. I don't know what kind of jobs are they. Because they call a job to the pakode, but pakode banana and to the I okay. think Zomato and Swiggy people. So what kind of jobs they are going, that is also important. And for the farmers, you know, they are in distress. Everybody knows that they are committing suicide. They are not getting the price of the cotton and soybean, and they are not getting guarantee on the MSP. So they are really in distress, and that's why we have decided to waive off their loans up to 3 lakhs.
Though the Mahayuti this time has promised a 20% subsidy on MSP. Is that something that will sort of satisfy the farmers? Though we have seen that the BJP in Maharashtra in the Lok Sabha polls faced sort of a poll drubbing almost, particularly in those areas. But quickly, the last word to you, Sushil Vyas, because we were focusing so much on women, and both the manifestos talk a great deal about women. We've seen the situation as far as women's security is concerned in Maharashtra, whether it is what happened in Badlapur, in Pune, back-to-back such incidents taking place in metropolitan cities, and now right ahead of the polls on the 11th hour, you are promising things like Lakhpati Didis and the Ladki Behan Yojana. How would you respond to that sort of conundrum?
Vedanta ji, first of all, this Lakhpati Didi scheme is there since March 2023.
Yes.
It's not been announced recently.
Yes.
And the Ladki Behan Yojana was announced on 27 June, not 10 days back or 15 days back. In that day, a part of budget. As Jafar Bhai said, we do not announce like National President of Kargil say, give a word of advice to his Chief Minister and Deputy Chief Minister in Bangalore 4 days back, saying that unless there is a budgetary provision, please don't announce something. So we have not announced something in air. We have announced after making budgetary provision in our budget in 27 June
2024 by making 46,000 budgetary provision for Ladki Maini Yojana, 5,500 crore rupees budgetary provision for Yuva Kaushalya Vikas Yojana. That is for stipend to the young generation for their doing some skill work. So to we are not like, you know, and then I was very happy when Simaji was saying they are giving 1,500, we'll give 3,000. But when we announced this, they are the same people. No. Please, I have not interfered you. They people went to the court challenging this scheme, saying that Maharashtra is under loan. There is a debt of 8 lakh crore rupees. How they will pay? Now, my counter question is, if that is the situation, how you will pay? If we can't pay, then how you will pay? See, again, at least we are implemented. We have paid five months installments already reached to our sisters. We are paying to our
also because, you know, we 10 have lakh seen
young people and stipend.
Fiscal cooperation between the center and the state. So that argument can also be made in this context. But I'm afraid I'm completely running out of time. Thanks all very much for being with us. Of course, extremely interesting. I think the most interesting aspect of the story is how more or less both the Mahayuti and the MVA have promised similar things, though there are key differences as well. Will the caste census prove to be a big political brahmastra? Who will really ultimately be able to woo women voters? All of that remains to be seen as the Maharashtra political battle is only heating up. Thanks so much for watching. Good night.